The Benson and Company presents Mickey Mouse.
Hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show, and today the Magic Mirror takes the gang to visit King Neptune. But before they start on their journey to the Royal Grotto of the Sea King, we'd like to have you meet a surprise visitor to our program. He was here once before with Snow White and his six cronies. But I'm sure you're as happy as we are to see him again. Here he is, a plump little old fellow with long white whiskers and a round red nose, the shyest of the seven dwarfs, Bashful.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Houston.
Push once in the microphone, John.
Come on, you lady killer. Show your face.
Yeah, come on. Say something. Give the gals a break.
Oh, you're just twitting me.
Uh-oh, he's covered his face. All you can see is one big eye peeking out through his whiskers.
That's cool. He didn't want to play another in your other.
Come on, pull yourself together and tell us what your favorite tune is.
Oh, gosh. Do I have to tell?
Is it Love Your Magic Spells Everywhere?
Is it Kissing Again?
Oh, you're poking fun at me. You know what my favorite tune is.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Madam Clara Cluck. Clara, do you remember Bashful's favorite tune?
Is that it, Bashful?
Thanks, Miss Clara.
How do you remember it, Clara?
Oh,
why, of course. I forgot about that. Well, Felix, let's hear Bashful's favorite, Turkey in the Straw. Shortly after the Pepsodent Company started adding that remarkable new cleansing agent, Irium, to the Pepsodent formula, things began to happen. They became swamped with orders as thousands upon thousands of people clamored for the new Pepsodent with Irium. And this landslide to Pepsodent was all very logical, too. Folks discovered, you see, that Pepsodent toothpaste and powder are extraordinarily effective. That remarkable Irium helps Pepsodent to quickly brush away dingy surface stains from tooth enamel, leaving your teeth clean and bright, sparkling with all their glorious natural radiance. People learn, too, that Pepsodent toothpaste and Pepsodent tooth powder bring about this improvement with complete safety. For Pepsodent contains no bleach, no grit, no pumice. Try it yourself. Say, say, Mickey, Bashful has brought along a little sack full of emeralds and diamonds from that mine the Seven Dwarfs had. Do you think it's safe for him to carry them around like that?
Oh, well, you can't tell who might try to frighten.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, how are you?
It's Donald Duck and Goofy, all togged out for that trip to King Neptune's grotto at the bottom of the sea. Say, I can understand those water wings, Goofy, but why are you wearing red flannels under your bathing suit?
Well, gosh, John, what if the war's over, huh?
And look at Donald, his boots and an umbrella.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing, Donald, nothing. Oh, by the way, Bashful, you remember Donald, don't you?
Sure. Hello, Donald. You're looking mighty scrumptious.
Oh, thank you, Bashful.
Say, Bashful, the more I think about it, the more I'm sure you ought to let me take charge of your sack of jewels.
All right, John.
Take it easy, Donald. I didn't mean on account of you. Though, of course, if you don't raise the money to pay off that goose and its lawyer...
That's going to be all took care of, John. After today.
After today? What do you mean?
Well, you see, the Queen of the Mermaids down there in Neptune's court has got a black pearl, and it's worth $1 million.
Worth a pearl worth $1 million?
Yep. We read about it in a book of myths and folklore, so we know it's true.
Well, just how do you intend to get this pearl away from the Queen?
Well, the legend says the Queen will give it to the guy she considers the perfect lover. That's where Donald comes in. Though I ain't exactly poison to the women folk myself.
So Donald is going to prove to the Queen of the Mermaids that he's the perfect lover, huh? What are you going to do, Donald? Shower with kisses?
Won't your bill get in the way?
Shower!
Sounds like the turning point in your career, Donald.
Oh, yeah, I'd kind of like to see that myself, Chunk.
Well, Mickey, why postpone the great moment any longer? Call the magic mirror and get your expedition underway.
Okay, here goes. Wave of the magic mirror, I command you to return.
Master, what is thy command?
Today we want to go all plays below the sea to Neptune's cave.
Thy wishes, my command shall be. Behold, his grotto neath the sea.
Where's the bottom of the sea? Didn't you hear what the mirror said?
Hey, gosh, my flannels are shrinking, or else I'm being clutched from behind.
It's a different world. All green and shimmering. Everything is in shadows and spooky shapes. Waving and swimming like slow motion.
There's a second boat. Looks like an old Spanish galleon. Oh, what's the matter, man?
Look over there. Oh, what is it?
Be not afraid, my friend. Nor fear your journey with the mirror's slave. The magic that has brought you here will take you safely to the cave.
Thanks, Wade,
but we really weren't afraid.
March. Oh, look at the flowers and the hills and valleys. All green with seaweed trees.
Hurry on. Look on that coral rock over the entrance of the cave. Oh, boy, mermaids.
Oh, gosh. Ain't they pretty?
Mirror!
Mickey, stop smiling at the mermaids.
Oh, gee, Minnie.
Behold, all carved with precious stone, the entrance to the Sea King's throne.
Oh, it's beautiful. The world of amethyst and sapphire and crystal. And the coral floor is carved and set with pearls.
Well, come on, gang, let's go in.
It's only Neptune, Master. There's no reason for concern. When your allotted time is up, the mirror will return. Farewell.
Okay, Mirror. Go on.
Look, Mickey. Here comes somebody.
Greetings, strangers. I am Neptune's son, proud prince of the seven seas and mighty oceans. But Papa calls me Junior.
Junior.
Your papa don't sound so hot.
Mickey. Oh, he means that King Neptune sounds kind of angry.
Oh, don't mind Papa. He always puts on this act to impress visitors. It's a phony.
Well, is it safe for us to see him, then?
Oh, yes, indeed. Follow me, and I will take you to him. Mind where you step, though. You're liable to get your feet hurt if you step on a lobster. Boy, do they bite.
Well, we're all right so far. Aren't we almost there?
Oh, yes, here we are. This is Papa's throne room.
Come on, Jake. That's the biggest battle I ever saw.
Oh, here he is. Over on the throne. My, doesn't he look regal, boy?
Don't talk so loud. Papa is going to speak. Quiet.
I'm Neptune, mighty monarch. I'm the ruler of the sea. I'm the king of stormy weather. You should all beware of me.
He's a mighty, mighty monarch of the sea.
I can agitate the ocean with a terrible commotion if I ever take a notion to be mean.
But he seldom takes a notion to be mean.
When I lash the waves and jostle frightened sailors, I'm colossal. On the other hand, I'm docile and serene.
On the other hand, he's docile and serene.
Neptune, mighty monarch, I'm the ruler of the sea. But you're welcome to my kingdom. You're as welcome as can be.
Oh, we mean you're really welcome as can be.
A vast mates. Welcome, my hearties. I'm glad to see you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You know, we've been getting things ship-shaped here ever since we heard you were coming.
But, King Neptune, how did you hear that?
Why, Minnie, didn't you know? I listened to all your programs on my new crystal set. My old friend Davy Jones gave it to me.
Oh, God, is that right?
Yes, and shiver my timbers. The Duck's band is frightful.
Oh, I'm
so. Well, blow me down. I'm relieved. I thought those pesky electric eels were causing static in my crystal set. But now I know it's only the Duck's voice.
Hey, Neptune, where's all the mermaids? We thought we'd kind of take a stab at getting the Black Pearl.
The Black Pearl? So, there is a great lover among you, eh?
Donald, don't be silly.
Oh, don't stop him, Minnie. Miriam will be delighted to see you.
Oh, yeah. She'll probably be hysterical.
Well said, Barnacle Bill. Now you'll find Miriam and the other mermaids at the far end of the grotto.
Hey, don't kick her till I get there, doll.
Oh, please, Mickey. Can I go, too?
Oh, sure, Bashful. What for?
Oh, Bosh. I just wanted to see him kiss her.
Aren't they a punk?
Oh, they're nuts.
But, Mickey, I have not yet met this queenly figure clothed in royal feathers. Can it be Madame Clara Cluck?
That's right.
Well, I have heard you sing many times, Madame Clara, and now may I beg the privilege of hearing you sing my favorite melody. Well, excellent. Capital. I wonder if you know a song I have heard many times on my radio, the Dipsy Doodle. Good! Oh, my band, strike up the Dipsy Doodle.
Ha ha ha!
Jeepers, Donald, this sure is a big grotto here. Don't reckon I ever saw a bigger.
You have to go much farther?
No, we're practically there. Hey, look over on them rocks. The mermaids.
Oh, I'm all goofable.
Listen, they're trying to lure us with a siren song. One of them is singing right out.
Let's listen to them, shall we?
Welcome, O mortals. I'm Miriam, Queen of Mermaids. These are my handmaidens, Betty and Lulu.
They're awful pretty. Just like angels.
Through the centuries, we sit here singing the siren song, luring mariners, seeking the perfect lover. You know, then, that to win the Black Pearl, you must win my love? Wait. That little chap behind you with the long white beard, has he also come to seek the Black Pearl and win the love of Miriam?
Gosh, no. I'm only watching.
Ah, too bad. But now approach, old Donald Duck. Do you think you can live up to my requirements for the perfect lover?
I will. I will.
He must be strong and handsome.
Well.
He must be able to sit beside me and whisper sweet nothings in my ear.
Oh, sir. You're beautiful. You're my innocent.
And that's just a sample of the kind of nothing you can expect, Queenie.
He must be able to sing sweet love songs to me.
Well, how about it, Mrs. Queen? I guess we get that pearl, huh?
You will find my answer in a riddle, which I shall ask Donald.
What?
Yes. Donald, answer me this. As a lover, to which classification do you belong? Fish, beef, or fowl?
God, Donald, that's an easy one.
You're fowl, eh? Are you sure?
Gosh, Donald, you didn't take. She was able to resist you. It's a miracle.
Yes, my feathered friend, you have failed. I fear I shall possess the Black Pearl for many, many years.
Yeah, come on, Donald. Your band's got to play for Neptune. Come on, Beth.
I'm coming.
But stay a moment, my little friend. I would talk to you. Why did you not make love to me, too?
Oh, fish toss.
In you, I see a type of lover I've never met before. So subtle, so sophisticated, so restrained.
Oh, gee, lady. Excuse me, will you? I gotta leave now.
You must leave. But why?
Donald and his band are going to play, and I don't want to miss them.
I hope your friend is at least a better musician than he is a lover. Come, let us move nearer.
Perhaps his band is not as bad as that.
Hear ye, hear ye.
by special permission of His Majesty King Neptune, mighty monarch of the seven seas, we are about to hear the first submarine band concert of Donald Duck and his web-foot sextet. I'm a man of few words. Terrible. Oh, silence. You fugitive from a roasting pan. Tell me, great lover, did you win the Black Pearl?
Yes, Donald. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, maybe we better just skip it.
Oh, looky, Papa. Here comes Miriam with that little dwarf with Bash. Hello, Miriam.
Hi, Bashful.
Oh, hello, folks.
Oh, how cute. Look, you see, Bashful's beard is all in little frames.
Oh, yeah. Lipstick all over his balls.
Oh, well, you see.
Hear ye! King Neptune has an important announcement to make. Oh, attention, friends of Neptune. We are ready to accept tunes or any songs that you may care to sing. We'll consider it a pity if you can't perform a ditty. The clam bakes on, let everybody swing.
I'm Father Neptune, sunny boy, I climb upon his knee. But I could never stay there long. He slippery. It won't work.
But you won't get this boy to form a mermaid fairy tale.
If you really want to charm him, my darling Miriam, just try a tube of Pepsodent containing Irium.
Among the bubbles, I forgot my bubbles. Neptune's little powers he can do.
messenger for her father, Neptune.
Master, it's time to say farewell, for here forever you must dwell.
Oh, okay, come on, gang, we gotta go. Goodbye, King Neptune.
Goodbye, Mickey. Goodbye, folks. Come back again.
Goodbye, Miriam.
Goodbye, Rachel. Don't forget me.
Well, welcome home from the Briny Deep. Gang, did you all have fun?
Oh, you bet, Mermaid. Oh, boy.
Why, Goofy, you're all bent over like the center on a football team. What's the matter?
It's my red whale, John. It's fun.
Well, Donald, did you get the black pearl from the beauteous Miriam?
Yes, Donald. Yes, Tom.
You know what I mean, the black pearl.
Do you mean this here one?
Look, the black pearl, he's got it.
Oh, the black pearl.
Beautiful. Where did you get it?
Oh, Miriam, she just gave it to me.
Your teeth, to look and feel right, must first of all be clean, absolutely free of the dingy, cloudy surface stains that actually hide their natural loveliness. That's why if you want a smile that sparkles, a smile that radiates charm, you must use a dentifrice that does both these two things. First, safely removes dingy surface stains, and secondly, polishes your teeth to a gleaming, natural brilliance. In our honest opinion, the dentifrice that does these two things most effectively is Pepsodent. Only Pepsodent of all toothpastes and tooth powders contains Irium. And that's important, for Irium enables Pepsodent to thoroughly clean your teeth and to polish them with complete safety without the use of any bleaches, grit, or pumice. Just give Pepsodent containing Irium a trial, either Pepsodent toothpaste or Pepsodent tooth powder. A few weeks afterward, look in your mirror. Then you be the judge of the results. Gang, it's time to say goodbye until next week. Say, Minnie, don't you think we should invite Bashful to visit us again?
Yeah. Hi, Donald. Of course we want Bashful back again.
Oh, sure. What did he tell her?
Oh, you darn fool, you.
Tune in again next Sunday at the same time when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. The orchestra and musical arrangements are under the direction of Felix Mills. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. Heard on the program where Someday My Prince Will Come and Hi Ho from Snow White. John Heaston speaking for the Pepsodent Company. This is the... That's right, Donald. This is the National Broadcasting Company.